Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg, a high of 22. Pretoria, 24. Emalahleni, 20. We start in Tshwane, where the city's reservoir levels remain extremely low. The power trip that struck Randwater's Palmeet booster pump station on Wednesday continues to impact the supply of water to Tshwane residents, with water networks and storage facilities now drained. City spokesperson Salbe Bukaba says Randwater informed the city yesterday that the Hartbees Hoek reservoir level remained the same, despite more inlet valves being opened on Friday.
Tshwane political executive and senior management view the situation in a serious light. The executive has escalated the current chronic water outage plaguing the city to the intergovernmental level for an urgent intervention. So far, the city has deployed 126 water tankers to the impacted amenities as well as to the affected communities.
Now to Joburg, and the Democratic Alliance has welcomed the dismissal of MMC for Community Development and former Mayor Kabelo Gwamanda. Mayor Dada Morema removed Gwamanda from his position with immediate effect on Saturday. His dismissal followed his alleged involvement in a fraudulent funeral policy scheme. He appeared in the Joburg Magistrates Court on a fraud charge last month and was granted bail. The DA's Belinda Kaiser Ikyozunjoko says the chapter is, however, not closed.
We can only imagine the damage caused by this individual, both during his time as MMC for Community Development and during his short stint as mayor. The DA demanded that a full investigation be done into all agreements and memorandums of understanding signed by Councillor Gwamanda during his time as mayor and also as MMC for Community Development.
To rugby, and the Springboks take on Scotland in a much-awaited match at Murrayfield this evening. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. Assistant coach Mzwandile Stick spoke before the game.
We want to start well. We want to make sure that we implement our plan and make sure that we execute it. Scotland also, they've got their own plan on the other side. We know how they play. You know, they want to keep the ball in hand, so they'll probably want to speed up things. So I don't think we're going to wait until the last 10 minutes for us to have to make a difference in the game. You know, if we can win the game from the first, probably 20 minutes, I think the team that will start well will probably have a chance to keep that momentum.
And Britain's Catherine, Princess of Wales, took a significant step in her recovery from cancer yesterday as she attended her first major royal occasion since ending chemotherapy. Kate appeared alongside her husband, Prince William, at the Festival of Remembrance commemorative concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London. The musical event is one of the most important dates in the royal calendar, along with today's more solemn ceremony at the Cenotaph War Memorial, both of which honour Britain's war dead. Catherine and William were joined in the royal box by King Charles III, who is still undergoing treatment for his own cancer diagnosis. I'm Martina van der Walt Elert. Hoof nuus: die DA het die afdanking van Johannesburg se burgemeesterkomitee lid vir gemeenskapontwikkeling en voormalige burgemeester Kabelo Gwamanda verwelkom, maar sê die hoofstuk is nog nie afgesluit nie.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
That this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. Let my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la la. Flowers grow. Oh, it feels like.